This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met Japan's Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya in Washington, D.C. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed the progress in the bilateral cooperation and developments pertaining to Quad. Dr. Jaishankar also met Foreign Affairs Minister of Australia, Penny Yong. Dr. Jaishankar is in Washington to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Donald Trump as the 47th President of the U.S. today. The presidential oath will be administered by Chief Justice John Roberts at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. at 8:30 p.m. IST. The ceremony has been moved indoors due to focus of intense cold weather in the city. The last time an inauguration was relocated indoors because of bitter cold was in 1985 during Republican President Ronald Reagan's second swearing-in. As part of the official transfer of power, Mr. Trump will also deliver his inaugural address during today's swearing-in ceremony. J.D. Vance will take the oath as the vice president. The ceremony will be attended by several foreign leaders, notable business leaders also expected to attend. Ahead of his oath, the 78-year-old Trump addressed a victory rally in Washington, D.C. last night. Speaking to a packed arena, he announced plans to sign a series of executive orders on his first day as president. Back home, the 85th session of the prestigious All India Presiding Officers Conference has begun in Patna. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla is presiding the two-day conference, which has been held in Bihar after an interval of 43 years. Presiding officers from different legislative bodies across the country, Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha, will discuss the theme, the 75th anniversary of the Constitution, contribution of Parliament and state legislative bodies in strengthening constitutional values. Today is the last date for withdrawal of nominations for Delhi Assembly elections. A total of 719 candidates are in fray for 70 seats. The highest number of 23 candidates are in New Delhi Assembly constituency, while the lowest number of 5 candidates are in the Patel Nagar and Kasturba Nagar seats. The voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and the counting will take place on 8th of February. Sialdah Court in Kolkata will pronounce the quantum of sentence for Sanjay Rai for rape and murder of the PGT doctor of the RG Kaur Medical College and Hospital today. Sanjay Rai was declared guilty in the case by the court on Saturday last week. The judicial magistrate said the evidence submitted by the investigation agency, CBI, proves that Sanjay Rai is guilty in this incident. The body of the PGT doctor was recovered from a seminar hall of the RG Kaur Medical College on the 9th of August last year. Sanjay Rai was arrested by the Kolkata police on the 10th of August. The 55th World Economic Forum WEF annual meeting will begin today at Davos in Switzerland. During the five-day event, India's model of inclusive growth and digital revolution will be highlighted. Indian delegation will be spearheaded by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. Three Israeli women held hostage by Hamas since the 7th of October 2023 were released yesterday in Gaza as part of a new ceasefire agreement. They were transferred to Israeli authorities via the Red Cross after nearly 16 months in captivity. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised the development while maintaining that the military stands ready to respond to any truce violations. In the Tata Steel Chess Tournament being held in Vijik aan Zee, Netherlands, Gukesh will face world number 2, Fabiano Caruana of the USA in the round 3 today. Gukesh remains unbeaten after becoming the youngest world champion in history last month in Singapore. In the other matches, world number 4 Arjun Erigesi will take on compatriot R. Pragyanand, while Leon Luke Mandonka will compete against Penthala Harikrishna. In the Women's Hockey India League HIL, JSW Surma Hockey Club will take on Delhi SG Pipers today at the Marang Gomke Jaipal Singh Munda Hockey Stadium in Ranchi. The match will start at 6 this evening. In the men's section, Sarachi Rar Bengal Tigers will face JSW Surma Hockey Club at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Raurkela, with the match set to begin at 8:15 in the evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.